the messenger party. When in Oswego, New York, June 1855, I was shown that God's people have been weighed down with clogs, that there have been Achans in the camp. The work of God has progressed but little, and many of His servants have been discouraged because the truth has taken no more effect in New York, and there have been no more added to the church. The messenger party has arisen, and we shall suffer some from their lying tongues and misrepresentations. Yet we should bear it all patiently, for they will not injure the cause of God now that they have left us, as much as they would have injured it by their influence had they remained with us. God's frown has been upon the church on account of individuals with corrupt hearts being in it. They have wanted to be foremost when neither God nor their brethren placed them there. Selfishness and exaltation have marked their course. A place is now open for all such where they can go and find pasture with those of their kind. And we should praise God that in mercy He has rid the church of them. God has given many of these persons up to their own ways to be filled with their own doings. An excitement and a sympathy now leads them, which will deceive some, but every honest one will be enlightened as to the true state of this company and will remain with God's peculiar people and hold fast the truth and follow in the humble path, unaffected by the influence of those who have been given up of God to their own ways to be filled with their own doings. I saw that God had given these persons opportunity to reform. He had enlightened them as to their love for self and other sins, but they would not heed it. They would not be reformed, and He mercifully relieved the church of them. The truth will take effect if the servants of God and the church will devote themselves to Him and His cause. I saw that the people of God must arouse and put on the armor. Christ is coming, and the great work of the last message of mercy is of too much importance for us to leave it and come down to answer there such falsehoods, misrepresentations, and slanders as the messenger party have fed upon and have scattered abroad. Truth, present truth, we must dwell upon. We are doing a great work and cannot come down. Satan is in all this to divert our minds from the present truth and the coming of Christ. Said the angel, Jesus knows it all. In a little from this, their day is coming. All will be judged according to the deeds done in the body. The lying tongue will be stopped. The sinners in Zion will be afraid, and fearfulness will surprise the hypocrites.